So as we settle this morning, really take note of movement, energy, mind, awareness. Okay? In any way and in all ways. So first we acknowledge that we are here. One has chosen this to be here. And did you feel that? Did you feel the movement go to the center? And the center is not a location, it's a feeling. So analyze that for a moment. That was because a decisiveness about a decision is what you were reflecting on, what we were reflecting on. And so it concentrates one's mind, emotions, and that whole complex. So, if the movement then was to center, again, non-local, I mean, anyone might have felt it in a particular location, the mind, the heart, central channel, whatever. But if we even sit with that feeling of centeredness, it probably just becomes wide and circular, non-local in the body that is. So already just with reflecting on, okay, I'm here. I've chosen to be here for meditation. That's the purpose, that's the function. Movement, energy and mind, well, immediately were focalized, harnessed, and directed. And because of that, focalized, harnessed, directed, because of that, the settling starts. The mind isn't hither and yon, it's not chasing. It's not rejecting. It's actually invocative, inviting, and present. Now, take another minute here. The more frequently that we do that kind of in the moment, what is going on? What is happening on any level? Call it mind energy awareness, call it emotion mind. It doesn't matter what it's called, it doesn't matter how it's done. The point is to do it. The more frequently that is done, obviously, that's cultivating a habit of consciousness to be more conscious. And to be more conscious of actually what's going on in the emotion mind complex that we typically reify as our sense of self. So we can't get at factually real with a for the orientation of realization. We can't get at the sense of self. Is it real? Is it not real? How does it come to be? Why does it change all through the day, et cetera, right? We can't actually come at that realistically whatsoever. It would just be conceptual. And somebody said, oh, yeah, you can't find it. It's not in your toe. It's not in your ear. Where is this sense of self? Right? It would just be theoretical and nothing more. We want to be able to bring analysis, bring discovery to anything we do, actually, so that eventually we can come to the question of who is this me? What is this me? And why is it different all through the day? Why does it change so much? Okay. So mind, energy, movement, awareness is one approach. Excuse me for a second. And of course, this can be brought to any emotion and any thought process, any projection, any inner process. And what we will discover is that we might discover our confusion. We might discover our confusion. Maybe we might discover our awakeness. Maybe we might discover loving kindness. We might discover that whatever we'll discover. So, discovery, analysis. The more often we use it, that becomes a habit of consciousness instead of just automation. And we've talked about that many times. So we smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. And we feel a sense of presence, inclusive. And so we use that. Again, that's a feeling. That's a realness to our moment. The sense of presence has a scope, it has a width, a gentleness. So we expand that. And we use it to invite all beings into this moment of presence, inviting their presence to be in the moment of presence. And in the genuineness of that breathing, of our presence, and of, the sameness, all beings are equal to myself. So in that sameness, we have the confidence that that vibrational wholeness is in fact supportive of many, many beings in this very moment. Many, many beings. And each will respond with perfect response for them. It might be loving kindness, patience, a smile, a letting go, a letting be, no matter what it is, we Just stay, abide in this hold, shared wholeness for a moment with confidence, not ego confidence. The obviousness of vibration is what we're sitting in, and presence. And so within this peace, and its vividness, in other words, it is clearly peaceful. That's vivid, clear. We're not sitting in a state of agitation, right? So in the vividness of this peace, we abide. And if and when, because we're human, use the breath going out anytime it's helpful. Otherwise, abide in vivid, spacious presence, right? Awareness has come to the foreground. We meditate. We take a long, so deep breath with all beings. And wish all beings well. And wish for the ending of all suffering, because all causes of suffering, self-made and other-made, are extinguished. You're gonna have to do the arms, I think. There will not be a morning meditation on Saturday because we start the 3-day meditation retreat. And bring this, how we started, movement and as you mind awareness, bring it frequently into your process. Create that habit of consciousness of really, really looking, stopping, looking at what is going on internally. Love you all. Great day.